Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time for more 92.9 The Game tonight.
Let's keep it going now.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hour number two of the program here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. Braves are up, 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Can't watch it, though, so I'm keeping track on the ESPN game app here as we make our way through the bottom of the second here. Two on, two out for the Bravos. And we just talked to our buddy Jason Longshore about Atlanta United. They have a huge match tomorrow. Will Gonzalo Pineda survive? We're going to talk some Hawks coming up in 20 minutes with our buddy Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, as well as NBA playoffs. But right now I'm taking your calls. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. And the question tonight is a simple one. What are your expectations for Kirk Cousins in 2024? No more Michael Penix talk. That's in the rearview mirror. No more draft talk. That's in the rearview mirror. We'll see what they do with their remaining holes to fill in free agency. But that's in the rearview mirror as well. So we're talking about the guy who's going to be under center in 2024. And that, of course, is Kirk O'Chains. So what are your expectations for him? If you want to give me some stats, I'm cool with that. If you want to give me some projections, I'm cool with that. If you want to give me a win-loss record for the Falcons, cool with that as well. Or maybe just a vibe check. Does Kirk O'Chains pass the vibe check in 2024 in terms of feeling like the Atlanta Falcons are a winning football team? Before I get to your calls, Oren, I have to confess something. I did a no-no. Really bad. Bad Uh-oh. Job out of me. Uh-oh. And I was tempted, and I caved. And it was a really bad thing I did, and now I'm paying the price for it.
What did you do, Chris?
Well, I was innocently meandering around my local convenience store on the way to the station.
Innocently meandering. Here. No story that's good ever starts out with the words innocently meandering, sir.
Well, that's what I was doing. So I thought, innocently meandering around my convenience store on the way here. And then it hit my eye. You know, in convenience stores where they have the really, really overpriced trail mix section?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not the regular, like, you know, there's, you know, common brands that we all use that have, you know, some mixed nuts and some chocolate in it. This is the bougie kind. That's like vegan, you know, non-GMO, like all this stuff. The stuff that I would never buy regularly because it's too damn expensive. Uh-huh. You get like four pieces for $11. So this one, however, Oren Romaine, was on sale. And it was on sale 75%
off. 75%
off. Because it goes bad in a couple of days.
Okay.
So they were just trying to get rid of it. And I couldn't resist because it's my favorite flavor, which is banana nut. So I have sitting in front of me right now, you can hear it on the microphone, a bag of banana nut mini mix bites trail mix. And let me tell you something, Oren. It's delicious.
Banana nut trail mix.
Yeah, man. But here's the problem. Radio 101, don't eat nuts on the air when you're hosting a show.
Gotcha.
Don't do it. Don't eat them. Don't eat them while you're on the air. Don't eat them in a commercial break.
Nothing crunchy.
Because you are risking a couple of things. One, getting it stuck in your teeth.
That's bad.
Which is very annoying.
That's very bad.
And you don't want to be picking your teeth while you're on the air.
Don't want to do that.
Two, super salty. So you're going to be thirsty, and it's going to be drying out your mouth. So you got to have that extra water on hand, which I do. But most importantly, you got to keep a clear throat. And God forbid something gets lodged down there, and I'm hacking up a lung here on 92.9 The Game trying to do a radio show, damn it.
I got to run in and perform the Heimlich on, excuse me, I can't say that, the abdominal thrust, if you will, sir, yes.
Is Heimlich, did I miss the memo on that one?
I think they copyrighted it or something. Or
did they cancel? I thought
not
you meant
canceled.
They canceled.
No, I think just that family is very litigious, so I think they... Like, if you want to use it, I think it's okay to use it, but you just got to be careful because they will sue.
The Heimlich family?
Yeah, it's actual family.
Mr. and Mrs. Heimlich?
I think in textbooks now it has to be referred to as the abdominal thrust.
Abdominal. Well, that sounds like something else.
A little different.
Yeah, a little different.
A little different activity.
One, you know what's really funny about that? The dichotomy of that, another big word, Oren? One could end your life, the other one could create one.
Hey.
How about that?
There you go.
There's your words of wisdom. For everyone driving around in Atlanta right now, there's your words of wisdom on a Friday night. How about that? So I did a big radio no-no with my trail mix that I had some during. I'm going to try to refrain from eating any more for the rest of the show.
Please do.
Because, again, Oren doesn't want to have to come in here. And then it'll be the Oren show for the last hour and 50 minutes on 92.9
The Game. Gasping for air, Chris Thomas on. Hey, it's Oren Romaine here. I can't really do the show right now, guys, because Chris is in the other room choking.
There was something really funny that actually happened a couple of weeks ago, and then I'll let you hear what Kirk Cousins had to say about his status with the Atlanta Falcons. A couple of weeks ago, I took an early trip up to Flowery Branch with Jersey Mike because he's always my ride. And I was just sitting in with Andy and Randy. I wasn't talking or anything. I was just sitting there listening, and I had the mic down. And because I wasn't talking, I really wasn't focusing on my breath. And apparently, I was breathing into the microphone super obnoxiously to the point where they had to stop the show and be like, Chris, why are you breathing into the microphone like that? I'm like,
we can hear you breathing.
Yeah,
sir.
I'm like, I don't know. Can you? Holy crap, that's embarrassing. I'm not trying to. I'm fine. Everything's okay. And they're like, yeah, dude. Because I guess I was just like looking at my phone or something and focused on it and not really realizing. And I guess I had the mic flag close up to my mouth and it was just like.
Andy and Randy are sitting there thinking that Chris really does not like my points right now I'm making.
Yeah. Huh? And Randy was like, why does Chris sound like he's running a marathon right now? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just sitting here. I'm not doing anything.
On my phone.
I'm not exasperated by any stretch of the imagination. So they had to turn off my mic because I was breathing too loud into the microphone.
Oh, my God.
The cardinal sins of radio. You got to love it. All right, 404-726-0929. Got a couple of more minutes in this segment if you want to jump on and talk about the question of the night, which is how important or what level of importance your expectations do you put on Kirk Cousins in 2024 as being the lead dog as QB1. Had a bunch of great calls in the first hour. Looking forward to hearing from you throughout the rest of the show. Kirk was a busy man this week. He did some podcasts. He had an interview. They had practice. So Kirko was out there in the streets. He talked about the text, that infamous text that night that he sent to Penix the night of the draft saying, welcome to the team.
Yeah, I just texted him that night. Just wanted him to have my number because, you know, just to have a resource to reach out to of like, hey, where should I live? I just want to make sure you have my number if you need anything. And then just congratulated him on an awesome college career. You know, like lived it. It's hard to do, and what he did is at the top of the top in terms of the college success. So just wanted to let him know that I have the utmost respect for what he's done, and they're ready to get to work.
Yeah, that was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast that Coach Rob appeared on too. Busy week for the Falcons in the Barstool sports community if you're into that sort of thing. Kirk also talked about, this is interesting, those infamous words that he said that launched this investigation that might wind up costing the Falcons a draft pick next year, he addressed his oopsie daisy.
You know, the league's kind of still working their way through it, so I'll let that play its course before I, say anything out of turn. But, if I said anything at the press conference, it's because it was so innocent. You know, the innocence is why so that's that.
I mean, that's fine, but you still said it, and it still could cost the Falcons like maybe a third-round draft pick. Like, Kirk, you're 15 years in the league, buddy. You got to know what you can and what you can't say. And also, this isn't the first time you've changed teams before either. I could give you maybe a bit of a pass if it was, but this is now your third stop at the rodeo, brother. So you got to know what you can and you can't say. But again, it's sort of just like the Michael Penix pick. It's in the past now, and I don't really know what's going to happen going forward. We can only focus on the future. What else was Kirk talking about? He was talking about the QB room and how important it is for everyone to be on the same page. I agree.
I think it's so important that the quarterback room is just working together to help one another succeed. And that's the way it's always been. That's the way it always needs to be, no matter what the names are in the room. We need to all be working together to help one another be the best we can be.
Yeah, and we've mentioned this before, right, that Kirk isn't that type of guy that's going to come in for the Atlanta Falcons and cause a bunch of drama and a bunch of nonsense. He's going to come in and hopefully put up the stats that we've been talking tonight about, right, at 404-726-0929. Kirk averages for the last five seasons 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 10 picks. Pretty damn good. So if he's not distracted, if Penix isn't, you know, causing any rifts in that locker room, which I don't think he will, I think everything's going to be just fine, and you can expect a big year from Kirk. A couple more from the QB as we head towards a break here, and we'll be joined by our buddy Terrell Thomas coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kirk was talking about being a leader for the team on offense and recognizing that Jesse Bates has become that guy on D.
Yeah, I think being in year 13, there's probably a little bit of when I was in year 4 talking to a DeSean Jackson who was a double-digit year vet, I'm not going to pull him aside and tell him how to do things, right? There's some self-awareness there. I think it's the inverse now. You're in year 13, and if there ever was a time to pull a guy aside and say, hey, I've seen this, I know how to do this. So I'm set up to be in that position a little bit, but I also think very highly of Jesse Bates as a football player, as a leader. I had, you know, a couple meals with him here in the cafeteria, and I quickly realized that if this guy's, you know, the leader of our defense, one of our better players, higher paid players in the locker room, he is going to set a really good standard to young players for what it ought to look like in terms of how you conduct yourself, how you practice, how you prepare, how you play. We're in really good hands with him on defense, so that was exciting to realize, because I hadn't gotten to know him until getting here. Knew what he was as a player, but as a person, he's pretty impressive.
Yeah, man, the Falcons are set up. Don't get it twisted, right? You got Jesse Bates on defense. You got Grady coming back, Onyemata, Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson. The list goes on. There's a couple of holes on defense that we've talked about ad nauseum. No need to bring up that conversation again today. It's not necessary. It's not what we're talking about. You guys know, I know, everybody knows what the deficiencies for the Falcons are on defense right now. We'll see if they address it. All right, one more before we go to break. The elephant in the room, that call, the infamous call on draft night where Terry said, hey, Kirk, got to tell you something.
Yeah, I think it's similar to the call that Mark D'Antonio made to me in 2007. And he said, hey, we're going to offer another quarterback. I know you've signed Nick Foles. You know, you guys are going to have to compete. And it's like, okay, you know, let's just take the next step. And then I was drafted right with Robert Griffin. And it's, hey, you know, you're going there with another quarterback in the same class, okay? So this is more the norm than the exception. And I think the response is that this is the exception, when really, if you know my story, you know, this is more the norm of the journey, and it's more of a, okay, you know, let's just start working and start building together.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, it's okay. You can tell us how you really feel. I knew you weren't going to, but that's all right. He's being the big man, and we all know that that's the type of guy and the type of player that he is. All right, good stuff from Kirko. When we get back, let's talk some Atlanta Hawks, because they have the number one pick, and we are getting all sorts of angles about what they should do We're going to welcome in our buddy Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times. He's coming up next to talk about pick numero uno. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A little smooth sailing from O here on the ones and twos, giving us some good beats on a Friday night in the A and around the great state of Georgia. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, it's been a few days, but I still can't even wrap my head around it somewhat. The Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick in the NBA draft. I mean, holy crap. Like, just let it sink in. Let it wash over you. How good does that feel, right? And to talk about that and all things NBA, we welcome in our next guest. Check him out at These Urban Times. It's our buddy Terrell Thomas. Terrell, how are you?
I'm magnificent. How are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm doing great. What was your first reaction when you found out the Hawks got the pick, man?
I literally couldn't believe it. I had, in a moment of joking and just playing around, I was talking to a few of our media peers before the draft and mentioned it would just be amazing if the Hawks somehow fell into the top three. And we all got a chuckle about that, just assuming they would land really realistically somewhere between 10 and 13. So when they ended up with number one, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what type of jokes at first the basketball guys were playing on us. But when I realized it was real, I've just been ecstatic ever since, just to see what these guys decide to do with this pick.
Yeah, I agree. And at first blush, Terrell, I'm curious to get your take on this. The obvious pick appears to be Alex Sarr, the big man out of France who's playing down in Australia. What do you make of his game, and do you think he would be an obvious fit for the Hawks?
I do believe that he's a pretty secure fit, that he's an obvious fit. I don't know if that is the direction in which they will look to go, however. My first thought initially was, honestly, trade the pick. I thought to myself, okay, maybe they'll be able to make a splash in free agency somehow. Maybe they'll make a few trades to clear the books and trade the pick and bring in a veteran type of player who maybe not someone that's in their late or mid-30s, but somewhere around the ages of 24 and 29 who could help Trey and DeJounte or Trey or DeJounte in whatever direction they need to go there immediately, not someone who could possibly be a project. Sarr does seem to have loads of potential, and he does seem to be someone who could immediately fit into the lineup, as you mentioned. You could put Big O, Double O at the four position and whatnot, see who we have on the roster for the three spot, and then we see if they decide to keep DeJounte and Trey together at the two and the one. But my initial thought was, do they just go ahead and trade the pick versus getting another young player and having another project on their hands?
Yeah, my only thing is, Terrell, is that I feel like Sarr is the type of guy that Trey's needed his entire career, right? As good as Clint was at times and as good as John Collins was at times, he never really had a true dominant big man that he could be that assist machine as much as he already is, just even take it to the next level.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. I think that's where Sarr would fit instantly with Trey. I want to see how, and of course, coming in as a rookie, there are things in which will change over time. I believe he's kind of slim and slender, but that can change, you know, getting on the right meal prep and hitting the weight room. He does seem to have the athleticism, as you mentioned, and he seems to have the IQ. He's a guy that's familiar with the city. He played an overtime elite right here in Atlanta before going down to Australia, so he's very familiar with the basketball scene here, familiar with the Hawks organization, and I've seen that he's spoken a few times on watching tape and watching film of Trae Young, and he admires how their game would blend together if the Hawks did decide to go in that direction. So I do agree with you there. I just wonder, will he have an immediate impact? Will that be someone who can immediately get double-doubles with this team? Maybe somewhere, I don't want to put too much on the young man if they do decide to get him, someone that could average maybe 16-8, 16-10, somewhere in that range, if he's catching a lot of lobs and such from Trey, or is he someone that can give us a whole lot more and actually possibly be in the Rookie of the Year discussion next season?
Talking all things Hawks and NBA with our buddy. Check him out at These Urban Times. And that, of course, is Terrell Thomas with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Do you think there's any way with this news that they keep Trey and DeJounte?
I hope so. Now, I will say that. I would love to see those gentlemen get one more shot at making it all work and making the backcourt magical together. I don't think we've seen the best of those two young players together yet. And I think for both of them, they're still fairly young in their careers. We've seen Steph Curry and Klay Thompson didn't really get to roll until about their seventh or eighth season, and when they've had a few two years together. And I think we can still see that with DeJounte and Trey. Now, granted, I'm not saying those two by any stretch of the imagination are the Splash Brothers, but I do believe in our most recent years, we've seen the most elite duo or combo guard play from those two, and I think we can see that from Trey and DeJounte. I think they still both need to sacrifice a little bit more. I think we still need to see Trey come off the ball if they do decide to go in that direction. But I'm really hoping so. I hope they give those guys another opportunity and they don't put the franchise in a situation where they have to choose between the two this offseason.
A lot was made, Terrell, of that podcast From the Point with Trey Young that dropped where he had DJ on and they were talking about how they both respect each other on and off the court and how, you know, much admiration they have for each other's game. So even after hearing that, why do you think, in your best opinion, it just hasn't worked, even with them saying that they want to make it work?
I think, honestly, a lot of it has been time. I think it's been, when we look at the coaching situation, them still adjusting and getting used to playing under Coach Snyder. I think we were starting to see them really get both of their legs and communication and IQ and just a feel for how each other wanted to play. And then DeJounte was hurt for a little while and Trey was hurt for a little while. So I really honestly think that it's just time. I think we've seen, when we look at the Knicks right now, and I know a lot of Hawks fans may not be Knicks fans, but one thing that's certainly true is they're playing stellar basketball. And a lot of that is because of the chemistry that you have from the Villanova Knicks, from those guys playing together for so long in college and then have an opportunity to play together professionally as well. I think it's something to say when we look at the Warriors or you look at teams who repeat. They may add a few pieces here and there, but for the most part, they keep that core the same and they play together for a few seasons. I don't think that DeJounte and Trey have really had the time yet, especially now under Coach Snyder's schemes and his philosophies to really get the best out of each other yet. So I think that's why sometimes we hear the whispers and the rumors, oh, let's break them up, let's break them up. But I do believe, and I've seen it firsthand, when the two are on the court together, pregame, postgame, they're very similar players or how they do. Their families are always around, their friends, their childhood friends are always around, and their games are very similar. They both want to win, and they want to win now. And I feel like they both want to win in Atlanta as well. So I think it's just a lot of outside speculation that we hear a lot, but I think that the organization and the two players still believe that they can get it done together.
Now, hypothetically, Terrell, if they do let DJ go and trade him away, do you think the combination of a big three of Trey, Jalen Johnson, and Alex Sarr, hypothetically, is that enough to build around to be a deep playoff team? Maybe not this year, but in the future?
No, most certainly. I will say that. And I don't think with the Eastern Conference, I do think we're starting to see. We see a team that's budding right now in the Pacers. We see that the Knicks are budding as well. Of course, Milwaukee will come back. Philadelphia will come back. So there are a few teams, I'll say, six or seven teams that we kind of know will be staples in the Eastern Conference that have vets and that have guys who have been getting it done. But if I look at a young three, because Trae Young is still very, very young, as you mentioned, Jalen Johnson, I think the best is yet to come from that young cat, and we've seen so much in his game already, and the potential of what Sarr could be. I do believe that could possibly be a big three to build around and to make an impact in the Eastern Conference moving forward.
All right, Terrell, let's whip around some of these NBA playoff actions. We got a Game 7 happening this weekend. Who do you like between Denver and Minnesota?
I really like Minnesota. And that's nothing against Denver. Of course, a championship team, championship pedigree. When we look at everything that Nikolai, you know, he's the Joker for a reason. That guy is arguably, I think right now, I don't want to cast him in the top five offensive players of all time, but certainly when it comes to big men, I will say he's one of the top 10 offensive big men that we've ever seen play the game. He has a little bit of that Olajuwon, and the way he moves his feet and the finesse that he has, not to be the most athletic guy out on the floor, but I think Jamal Murray is slightly compromised. I don't think his hamstring is totally healed, and we've seen that in some of the games as of recently. And I like what I really see out of Anthony Edwards right now. I feel like we need to see more out of Carl Anthony Towns if they want to advance, and we certainly need to see Rudy Gobert, who's the defensive player of the year, look like the defensive player of the year against the MVP. But I'm going to go with Minnesota on the road in the Game 7 situation.
What do you make of the way that Kyrie has struggled the past couple of games? Kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I've been surprised about that. It's been interesting that Dallas has still found ways to be able to get it done. And I don't know if it's a situation as of now where he's kind of deferring to Luka and wanting Luka to get more into a groove, because I'm also noticing his shot volume has seemed to decrease over the last few games as well. But with that being said, his assists have not increased. So I don't know if he's just out there right now playing decoy and he hasn't really found a groove against the Thunder, or if he is, you know, definitely in a slump. But the lucky thing for the Mavericks and Mavericks fans has been that they've still found a way to win with players like PJ Washington and Luka getting it done. But I've been very surprised. I've been expecting a 30 or 40 point outbreak explosion from Kyrie in this matchup, and we just have not seen that happen. Maybe he's saving it for this upcoming game on Saturday night, but I've been very surprised with that.
Yeah, SGA's been balling out. Luka's been balling out despite being hobbled a little bit. Kyrie sort of a disappearing act. All right, one of his former teams, Boston, are they the favorite no matter what happens? Do you think it's another chance to the finals for them?
I think they may be the favorite in the East when we look at who may come about, of course, with the Knicks or the Pacers, although I do believe the Knicks may give them a run for their money. But there's something about this Celtics team. I'm not ready yet to say that they're a lock-on favorite to win the NBA championship. I believe whoever comes out the Western Conference, whether it be a Denver, whether it be a Minnesota, or even possibly Dallas, I believe one of those three teams can actually knock off the Celtics and actually capture that Larry O'Brien trophy. So I haven't seen an aggressive enough Jason Tatum. I don't feel like the competition for them has really helped them to get to a point of being hungry and understanding that the intensity that they may see if they do make it to the finals. So for me right now, I would have to say no. I would have to go with one of those teams in the Western Conference.
All right, I've been asking this to all the NBA guests we've had on throughout the week while I was filling in on Dukes and Bell and hosting here on the night show. Do you put any stock into this? I don't want to call it a stunt, but it kind of felt like it, the way that LeBron showed up and became the focal point of the last Cavs game.
I do think that was extremely interesting, especially with, you know, Bronny being in the NBA draft right now and him looking pretty good in the NBA draft combine. I think he surprised a lot of scouts and he surprised a lot of his peers as well who will be entering the draft with him. But I do think that LeBron, regardless of what cats feel about his game or how they feel that, you know, he's been a superstar throughout his time, the guy is extremely strategic and he knows what he's doing. So I do believe that there was a reason that he was at the game in Cleveland. Now, he said that he was in town for Mother's Day, him and his wife visiting their parents and such. So maybe, you know, it just all fell that well. But to sit courtside like that, as you mentioned, with everything that's going around this offseason with him having a chance to be a free agent, with Cleveland having some money and the chance of him to possibly play with his son at home. No, I think there was certainly some strategy behind him being there.
All right, before I let you go, we got to set one of our good buddies straight, Terrell. Our guy, DeShaun Tate, came on Dukes and Bell earlier this week and had a ridiculous take that the Hawks should do whatever they can to try to use that pick to pry LeBron from L.A. and get Bronny James. I say, no shot. What do you think?
Yeah, I would have to say heck no as well. Maybe if it was somewhere between that 10 to 14 range, you could entertain that thought. But having a number one pick, I think there's so much power and so much potential to do so many different things, so many different scenarios that can come about that. Bronny, don't get me wrong, he looks like he's going to be a good NBA player, and I appreciate him kind of knowing his lane when he was asked about what type of comps he has or who he thinks he would be in the NBA currently. He mentioned Derek White and he mentioned Drew Holiday. You know, he didn't go out and say my dad or Jason Tatum. I think he knows his game, and I can appreciate that. But I don't agree with that one. Again, I would like to see if the Hawks were to trade or try to lure a player here, that they'd be somewhere between the ages of 24 and 29, so Trey can play at least another 5-6 years with that cat and have a chance to possibly bring a championship here. LeBron is always a championship contender, true. I do agree with that, but I think he has about 2 years left, and it would be so much money on our books to bring him here. So I love the show on great guy, but I'm going to have to thoroughly disagree with him on that one.
Bringing some sense to the proceedings. Appreciate the time, as always. Terrell, enjoy the basketball this weekend, my friend.
Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
All right, that is our good buddy Terrell Thomas there. These Urban Times dishing on the Hawks and the NBA playoffs. All right, when we get back, we talked a lot of Kirk O'Chains tonight. Kirk Cousins took a bunch of great calls in hour number one. We heard from him in hour number two. But what about the rest of the Falcons? What's going on as we approach the end of the offseason and into the time where these guys get to work? Orrin Romaine has a five-pack of true and false questions coming your way in less than 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. All topics Falcons on the table. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend feels like the calm before the storm. Meaning, I don't know about you, but I'm not doing anything this weekend because I am prepared to kick off the official, unofficial start to summer next weekend. I'm getting ready. No partying, no drinking, no going out, no doing anything. Just having a good, clean weekend and week on Dukes and Bell and then getting ready to let it all hang out on Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Maybe because I'm taking a vacation. Maybe that's why I feel that way. Yeah. I guess you don't feel that way.
No.
Do you not view Memorial Day? Is that not?
That's the official start of the summer, yeah. But Memorial Day for me, this is going to be the first Memorial Day I have since, like, 2017. Like, I would, for the past, 7 years, I would go and volunteer at a camp every summer.
I remember this.
Yeah, and the camp would always start that first week, technically the first week of summer. So kids get out of school like the 23rd, Friday and Saturday, or Friday. Next Friday is the last day, and then the subsequent Monday being Memorial Day is when camp would start up. So, I mean, that's where I would be. So this is the first time in a long time that I'm going to be home for Memorial Day. So I'm not quite sure myself what to do.
You take the little man and you go to the pool or go to a lake and hang out.
We can do that. He's a big fan of water, but it has to be like there are certain conditions that have to be met.
He has a list of demands.
There's a list of demands that have to be met with the water. It can't be too cold. It can't inadvertently splash him in his face.
So not a waves guy.
Not a waves guy. No, like he loves to look at the waves, but the moment the waves hit him, it's a wrap. He's like, nope, I want no more of this. And we went to a birthday party a few weeks ago, and they had a like an obstacle course thing with a slide into a pool, and he was just mesmerized by it. And then a kid slid down the slide, and the water splashed him in the face, and he was like, nope. Nope, I'm done.
That's enough.
I'm done. Please remove me from this now. I will just look at a distance. I want nothing to do with this thing, being a part of this thing anymore.
Well, it looks like we're going to have perfect weather right now. I mean, I know it's going to change between now and then, but right now the projection is 82 on Saturday and 84 on Sunday. So perfect weather to go out, dip your feet in a little bit. How about the wifey? Is she big into the aquatic activities?
Big beachhead. Her parents have a beach house down in St. Simons. She loves the water, loves the beach, loves being outside. So Memorial Day for her is just the start. It's the kickoff of the outdoor season, so to speak.
Yeah, I can't wait. Again, I'm going to hermit over the next week and change and then get myself down to or across to, I should say, Canton. Pool's going to be open. Barbecue's going to be flowing. Staying at my great friends, the Divines, who I've mentioned a few times over the years here on the air, and I absolutely can't wait. Feel like I haven't had a vacation in a very long time. I've been working quite a bit, Oren. Working a lot. Filling in on Dukes of Bell, filling in here.
One way or another, your voice is on the station like every day.
Pretty much. Almost every day except Sundays, but there have been a couple of Sunday shows too. All right, enough about my work-life balance. Let's talk some Falcons football.
It's time for five true or false questions on the other side of the glass. Which teams in the ATL will thrive? Which teams will make you scratch your head? On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, sir. Now, we've talked a lot about Kirk Cousins, and these are sort of Kirk Cousins related.
Adjacent.
Adjacent, there you go. Adjacent, but not exactly directly about Kirk Cousins. So, question number one, sir, on the offensive side of the football. Kirk will contribute to this if this was to happen, but Bijan will be an all-pro running back this season. True or false?
True. I'm going to put my blind faith and believe that the talent and the promise that he showed last year is only going to be force multiplied, to use a Terry Fontenot cliche right there, by bringing in the likes of a Kirk Cousins, because he's going to have a lot more room to roam, you would think.
You would hope.
Because the deep threat's actually going to be a thing this year. Yeah, what up, Darnell? Rondale. Maybe Ray-Ray.
Ray-Ray.
How about that?
Somebody. One of those guys.
I mean, Drake can get down there, just not as fast as those guys.
No, those guys.
And he can certainly make a contested catch. So, yeah, I'm going to say he is. But here's the thing. One caveat, as they like to say, Oren. I do hope Tyler Allgeier gets the rock.
Yeah. Tyler Allgeier has a skill set that's good enough where if you don't use him, it's a disservice to your football team.
And that kind of happened last year a little bit.
Some way, somehow, he needs to be involved. Short yardage, catching the ball at the backfield. Allgeier does enough good, enough really good, I should say. I mean, the guy rushed for 1,000 yards as a rookie.
Yeah, and he was kind of nowhere to be found last year. Yeah. I can only say this. I can't say more, but I'll leave it at this. I know for a fact that Bijan would greatly appreciate more complimentary football in terms of handing it off just based on his performance last year.
Yeah,
I can't say anything more than that, but I do know that it would be appreciated if the balance was skewed towards Bijan. He's the guy, don't get me wrong, but Tyler's there, and he's a major contributor as well. We know Bijan's going to get all the headlines, and I still think he should get the majority of the carries, but don't work him too hard now.
Yeah, it's like you got two pairs of shoes. It's better to have two pairs of shoes and just kind of rotate than wearing one the entire time and watching that pair wear down very fast.
Or in your case, like 12 pairs of shoes.
I do have a lot of I got a new pair of shoes today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Do you have like a separate offshore bank account for these shoes, or what are you doing?
No. My shoe money is very, very slowly coming to an end.
But. So for those who don't know, Oren has another job working for NBA. Is that the literal reason you have that job, just so you could support your shoe habit?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Like, honey, the bills are paid technically. So
technically,
I have this extra $200 sitting in my pocket, and they did just drop.
Eventually, at some point or another, it's going to be like, hey, we have a child, so maybe the shoe should stop and the future well-being of our child should come into play. But I'm taking
care of that. If he becomes an all-pro linebacker like we all think he will, because you being his father, then maybe that'll pay for itself.
There you go. Endorsement deal. Then he could buy daddy shoes.
Exactly.
There we go. Question number two. Also, Kirk Cousins adjacent. But we had a question today on Dukes and Bell, and Carl asked, the level of optimism you have that Kyle Pitts can turn this around. Kyle was in the AJC, talked about how he feels like sort of a super rookie this year. He's healthy. It's good to be healthy. He's expecting big things. So my question to you, sir, is Kyle Pitts got two sets of numbers here, 800 yards and 8 TDs. True or false, Kyle Pitts hits both of those milestones this year?
Well, if you listened a couple of weeks ago when we did our most important player on offense for the Falcons, I picked none other than Kyle Pitts, and I think he needs to have exactly that type of season. So I'm going to say true just because if he doesn't, that's not only not good for his career, that's not good for the Falcons either because they're expecting him to contribute, like, I'd say more like a wide receiver even than a tight end this year. By the way,
it's turned around a bit down there at the at the Truist. So
yeah, Max Fried has really struggled over the last couple of innings. He got out of a jam earlier. I think it was in the third, and then in the fifth, it's all come undone. 4.1 innings pitched, 9 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, only 2 strikeouts, and he has been replaced by Aaron Bummer.
Womp womp womp.
Not good.
No, not good. Not a Max.
He's talk
like he
about
around.
Up and down.
Yeah,
man. He's been really
just
up and down.
Very
this
inconsistent
year.
This year. You don't quite. And of is all he, the pitchers in
the
team,
question here we go. Oren, hot take: is Max Fried pressing in a contract year? 404-726.
Never would I think that Ronaldo Lopez and Chris Sale would be the most consistent pitchers on this Braves staff.
It was literally the exact opposite. Everybody thought Strider, Morton, and Fried were the givens.
Those are your guys.
Did you do enough to solidify the back end by bringing in Sale and Lopez? And lo and behold, they're the two best pitchers on your staff and two of the best in baseball.
All right. Moving right along, sir. Your sack leader this year for your Falcons will be a rookie, true or false?
Oh, God, I hope not, but it's very much so possible. Listen, if Braylon Trice pops off for 7-8 sacks in his rookie year, that's probably going to lead the team, you would think. High watermark last season was 6.5. It was, I think, 7 the year before that with Grady being the leader. So not good. I hope one of the guys pops, like a Zach Harrison or an Arnold Ebiketie, but, I mean, I guess it's not the worst thing in the world if it's Braylon Trice or Rook. But I'm going to say false.
It's going to be sort of an all hands on deck with pass rushing again this year, which, I mean, we don't want that to be the case, but it's sort of what we come to expect.
And they have like 12 guys on the interior defensive
line. They
really
do. They really do.
I mean, seriously, if you just as a fun, quick little thing here, real quick, Grady, Onyemata, TQ Graham, Kentavious Street, Rukurororo, Brandon Dorlis, Zion Logue. That's 7 guys I just named right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't have gotten another edge rusher.
Apparently not.
Conversation for a different day. Moving on. Finishing off the 5, true or false.
Number 4, Braylon and Rook will start at least 8 games this year. True or false?
Start? False.
Start. No. Okay.
Because you just got to, again, we just named all the guys. And Grady's not starting. I think
Kentavious played well in the little moments.
Onyemata's not starting. And if you're running a 3-4, there's only so many spots, right? No, and none of those guys are a true nose. That's the thing. The only guy who could do that potentially is Zion Logue. And I don't even know if he's going to make the team because he's a 6th-round pick. Yes. So, all right, one more. Let's do it.
Jesse Bates will once again lead this team in interceptions. True or false?
Yeah, because who the hell else is it going to be?
Who's going to pick off passes if it's not him?
We don't know who's starting at CB2, and A.J. Terrell, that's just not his game, man. He's a good cornerback. He's just not a ball hawk. That's okay. Richie Grant may get one or two. He's usually good for a season, but Jesse Bates is brought in here to be the guy, and that's exactly who he's going to be. All right, Oren, great job. We'll do a producer six-pack next hour. Coming up next. The Tampa Bay Bucks, those pesky Bucks, two-time defending division champions. How good are they going to be this year? They just signed their safety to a huge contract. They brought back Baker for big money. What are the Tampa Bay Bucks going to do this year? Are they going to give the Falcons a run for their money again in the NFC South? Mike Bell and myself had a great conversation with the always fabulous Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times. You'll hear that conversation next about the Falcons' greatest competition for the NFC South in 2024. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.